The mayor of Cincinnati and the city's religious leaders are appealing for calm after a second day of protests over the killing of an unarmed black man by police. Stores were looted and fires were set in trash bins during violent confrontations between protesters and Cincinnati police yesterday. Scores of people were arrested. Steve Hirschberg of member station WVXU reports.
Early Saturday morning, a Cincinnati police officer pursuing 19-year-old Timothy Thomas shot the teenager to death in one of the city's poorest neighborhoods. Thomas did not brandish a weapon. He was being chased because police wanted to arrest him on 14 misdemeanor warrants. Timothy Thomas became the 15th black male killed by Cincinnati police in the past 5 years. Some in the southern Ohio city are questioning the use of deadly force, and many in the city's minority community say they've simply had enough. Sarah Williamson is among them, and she was at the site of yesterday's raucous demonstration.
Today, as residents of the black community, we all here today, and I'm happy to see that the youth and the younger people is out here protesting instead of the NAACP and the older people. We as black young Americans have to have a stand. We have to say something.
During the protests, police in riot gear fired rubber bullets and beanbags at demonstrators, some of whom tossed rocks and bottles through windows as they marched downtown and in the adjacent Over the Rhine neighborhood where the teenager was shot. City officials have expressed condolences over this latest death, but they deny the police deliberately target African-American men. A police union official says Officer Stephen Roach shot the teenager because Thomas made motions that led the officer to believe Thomas had a weapon. Among those calling for calm during yesterday's disturbances was former city council member Charlie Winburn, who heads a group trying to improve police-community relations.
I do believe citizens have an opportunity to express themselves, to protest, to be angry. That's okay, but not to destroy property. And I can't support that. Personal property or human property, it is wrong. And I'm calling on the citizens of Cincinnati to talk to their children, to talk to their youth. This is not going to be tolerated.
Many African Americans are upset not only about Thomas, but because they believe some members of the police force engage in racial profiling. A lawsuit making just that charge has been filed against the city. Mayor Charlie Lucan met with community leaders yesterday and acknowledged that police community relations are at a crisis stage.
I don't think this is going away anytime soon.
That's right.
I don't think we are at one of these that if we just kind of rope-a-dope it, that we're going to come out of it and everything's going to be hunky-dory like it was. We have got to make some fundamental changes.
Among the proposals is a mayor's community public safety forum. But first, the protests that have rocked this conservative city must abate. In the meantime, the FBI has begun a civil rights investigation into the shooting death of Timothy Thomas. And a Hamilton County grand jury is also investigating the incident. For NPR News, I'm Steve Hirschberg in Cincinnati.